Hello, everybody. Welcome to our show. You are listening to Trigger Happy Memories live on WPCA Radio 93.1 FM in downtown Amory, Wisconsin. My name is Mike Murtha, and our co-host, as always, is Eddie Schmidt. We feature local and regional guests to share music, memories, and lively stories. Tonight we have a very special show. Well, heck, Eddie, they're all special.
They're all special.
But this one might be just a little bit more special. We're going to pay tribute to the Valley Boys, a group that performed from 1958 into 1980, 30 years, performing primarily in the St. Croix Valley area, eastern Minnesota. And two of the members from the Valley Boys are with us tonight, Danny Thorson and Dave Feierheisen. And we'll have them help reminisce and hopefully recapture the great memories and some of the high points in performing with the Valley Boys. They're a very popular dance band playing old-time music as well as a lot of country music, and they touched on some early rock and roll, so just a very dynamic group. We got some recordings of their music, and we're going to just share some of that, and we're going to share some live music as well, so sit back and tell your friends and neighbors that this is small town, hometown, old-fashioned radio, just the way we like it. I hope that you do, too. So let's do it. Yeah. All right. So, well, I'm going to first say hello to Eddie Schmidt, then we'll get to these gentlemen. Eddie, how are you?
I'm doing good.
Good, yeah. Good to see you. We've been a little busy since I got back home here. Once again, I want to thank my probation officer to get me back on the street. It's always embarrassing. But anyhow, thank you, gentlemen, and the team at lawyers. Anyhow, we won't get into that, but I'm glad to be back out here. So we were in Arizona for the winter and had a good time doing that. But since we got home, Eddie, I guess we started off by playing in church on Easter.
Yep.
And then we were at the Legion in Richmond on a Friday afternoon for a nice dance there. We were in Burkhart for a Sunday afternoon. Then we were at the Roberts Sidetrack for an 80th birthday party last.
You bet. Yep,
and we had this gentleman, Danny Thorson, joined us.
You bet he did.
And I just want to tell this quick story, and then we're going to introduce these guys. But you and I do 6 or 8 songs. You know, just people are listening and dancing a little bit and clapping a little bit. We announce that Danny Thorson is coming up on stage, and all of a sudden, people come out of the bar. They got their phones out. And they're videotaping, and it got quiet, and Danny gets on stage.
Yeah, don't forget they were drinking.
Anyhow, Danny Thorson, thank you so much for being here. Dave Feierheisen, thank you for taking the time to be here.
It's good to be here.
Yeah, and again, one of the things, sympathy to your passing of your father, Steve Feierheisen.
Thank you.
He was the accordion player and the founding member of the Valley Boys, and that's what prompted us to do this show, inspired by Judith Hansen, one of our good friends. You're good friends, too. And founding member. And, you know, I just want to make this clear to some of our listeners that in Arizona, we have some listeners out in Montana, they probably didn't get a chance to experience the impact the Valley Boys did in our area for 30 years. But you guys drew large, large crowds in ballrooms like Proch's Ballroom on a Saturday night, wedding dances, and just such an impact on what you guys did. So we're going to touch on some of that.
It's hard to imagine that some people didn't get to hear that.
Yeah, I know.
And they still went on with their lives.
Yeah.
Kind of tragic.
Yeah. But we want to have you guys share some stories about that. But I think we're going to start off by playing a song of the Valley Boys right off the shoot, and then we'll get into some stories, if that's okay. Apples, Peaches, Pumpkin Pie, I think is what we're going to do. So, if we can get that going, this will be Danny Thorson on lead vocal, right?
Apple, peaches, pumpkin pie. Who's not ready? Holler out.
that's a recording of the Valley Boys off their first album. Who can tell me something about that recording? Denny?
I wasn't there.
You weren't there. Denny, tell us something about that recording.
What about it?
It was pretty good, I thought.
We had fun doing it. We were, myself, I was scared to death, of course, but we made it through, and it worked out fine. We had a lot of fun in all them 30 years. We really did.
And the recording was done where? What studio, do you remember?
Artronics.
And that was in the Twin Cities, is it?
Is that the one in New Prague?
No, New Prague was the third album.
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
I don't know.
Good quality. Very, very nice.
Thanks.
Yeah, yeah. But, and going back, 1958, your dad started the group. You want to share? I got it written down here. We talked about some of these dates, but there was your dad.
There was Dad, Steve Fireisen, his first cousin, Henry Marson.
Okay.
And then a friend, Lynn Johnson. And they were really, really young. Henry, two, 3 years later, died in a car accident.
In a car crash.
And but it was a year after they started, Dennis joined.
1959.
Yep.
Wow.
And they went through a few changes, a few small changes. Dave Loftall joined shortly after you did, right, Dan?
Yep.
And then Arlen Bonoy joined in 1965, I think.
As a drummer. Sure. Yep.
And then that was the lineup until Charlie Fireisen joined too. Okay. I believe in 72.
I got that. Yep, we went through those the other day. Yep. Al Conshog was a drummer for a short time, filling in after Henry had was done. Yep. And
then I joined in 1978.
Sure.
At 15 years old.
At 15. Wow. Wow.
Yeah, crazy.
Yeah. And you mentioned before you always were good at joining bands that were already established.
Yeah, I never had to start one on my own. Yeah, these guys have been doing it for 20 years, and I'd get there, and there was already a crowd.
Yep.
You know. And, you know, there was just one Shure Vocal Master PA. And so, you know, we could set up in 15 minutes.
Sure.
So, it was a pretty good gig. They were making good money. They had good crowds.
Yeah.
And then... you know, they never practiced either. But
we'll get back to that story.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, I want to hear it. But Denny, I asked you this the other day. You were asked to play after Lynn Johnson had left. I think he got a job with at Knights or something at 3M, or he couldn't.
Right.
Yeah, and then so they found you. And I said, well, what were you doing musically prior to that they said, I think this guy could fit in. Tell me what you told me.
Nothing.
Well, I don't want to tell the story. You tell it. And your buddy's convertible?
I would sit in front of the local bar in Roberts there. A guy had an old Ford convertible, and they had the top down, so I sat in the back seat, I guess it was, with my old guitar, and just sang a couple old Johnny Cash songs. They just kept walking by.
And then the girls would walk by, and you'd get even louder then?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they walked faster.
Oh, I think we should have Denny sing a song. Are you up for one?
Take off on it.
Yep. Was that Pass Me By in G? These thumb picks are a real bugger or something. One, two.
Bridge to burn to get to some If this ain't where you want to be, I don't know just what you think you've run into.
Singer of the group for the whole time, and carried that very, very well. You sang these nice polkas, but you did so many nice country songs and some 50s.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, but one of your singing partners was Dave Wafdahl, the trumpet player.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about Dave.
What a guy he was. He's passed on now, of course, but I don't know. A buddy of mine, Putz, you know Putz.
Sure.
Shortest. He said one time, Dave could sing harmony higher than a kite, you know?
Yeah.
Putz said one time, you know, he could sing harmony to a dog whistle. Yeah, that's pretty high.
That's pretty high.
Anyway, Dave was a fantastic person and a great trumpet player and harmony singer.
Yeah. And when the band really settled in is when Dave was there, and then when Chuck Feierheisen playing tuba and whatever, Dave showed up later with the group there too. But I got a quick story about when we first started playing 1970, with John and Dave and myself starting off. We got hired at the Red Rooster over out by New Richmond there. And Harry Fall, I think, was the owner's name. Does that sound right? Yeah. He was, you know, we were young. I was 15 and John and Dave were 18. But he said, you guys have a following. And we honestly didn't know what he meant. We didn't. And he said, I'll explain it to you. When the Valley Boys come to play here, I can expect 200-300 people. I have to prepare for 200-300, maybe more people. That's a following. And we said, Mom and Dad will probably be here and a few folks, but it took a lot of years to build a following. And going back to you, Dave, you stepped into these groups.
I just walked in.
And he did one fantastic job for 10 years with
Absolutely.
Us.
Absolutely.
You bet he did.
Yes. You touched a little bit about practicing. You want to share some stories about
it? Well, yeah. The Valley Boys did two vinyl albums before I got there. I think 72 and 75 or something like that. And I don't think they ever practiced. Den never really liked to practice. And I thought, well, you join a band, you'd practice. But these guys...
I don't like that P word.
Yeah, he'd call it the P word, and we weren't going to talk about that P word. And so... You know, we eventually decided we were going to make an album because they'd sold out the first two albums that they had. So when I joined, I'd keep asking for a practice, and they'd say, well, we'll get together and practice before we do that album. And then we did. We got together, and we practiced before we did the album, and we never played any songs. We just, okay, what key are we going to start it in? And you know, dip, 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 bump, and then how do we end it? Bump, 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 done. And that was it. And yeah.
And go to the next song and say, okay, yeah, how do we start this
How do we
one?
Start this one? And yeah, boom, you know. We could maybe sit around and have a, maybe they had a few beers while they were talking about a practice, but there wasn't a lot of playing going on while the practice was happening. And that was, but it was, the playing was always very spontaneous, I thought. You know, it kind of reminded me of a polka band and a jazz band.
Sure.
You know, it just kind of everybody hopped in and, you know, there was not one person soloing ever. It was people weaving in and out and,
well, and
very different.
Oh, for sure. And in my memories of just the chemistry that you guys had and the talent and the love for music and the love for the people. But that chemistry was obvious. You guys, without practicing, and I'm sure you had to practice some, but you still had this, you had this polished feel that the chemistry was, you don't like that P word, huh, Danny?
No.
Anyhow, let's play some more. One of my favorite songs that you always sing, Danny, is Walk Through This World With Me. It's the number two. It's off the first album. And it's a George Jones song, right? You sang this for our anniversary.
For your anniversary,
yes.
Yep. And so, your wife's.
Right. It approaches ballroom years ago. We were playing in a basement. You guys were upstairs for a big, big wedding dance. We took a break, and of course we were downstairs in the little lounge, and you guys were up in the big ballroom. But we went upstairs, and the place was full of people, and you were singing this song, and your voice cut through that crowd of people with those Shure Vocal Masters. I'll never forget it. It was great. But anyhow, here's the recording of it. So,
walk through this world with me.
This is WPCA Radio 93.1, Trigger Happy Memories. We're doing a tribute tonight to the Valley Boys, a group that were very popular back in the late 50s into the late 80s, playing in the St. Croix Valley area in eastern Minnesota. A very, very great dance band. But anyhow, that was Denny singing that song. Were you going to say something?
Yeah, I was thinking about this. So he was playing tuba on that recording, right?
Yeah.
So you're doing it in the key of A, and that's a B-flat tuba, so it's like he was playing in B, right?
He'd be playing in A, which is not an easy key to play in the tuba.
Okay.
If you were in A, yeah, he was playing in A, yeah. So
Yeah. I'm trying to think. Are the tubas, is that a C horn or a B flat horn?
He had a B flat like mine. Yep.
Right. So when he's playing C's and B flat, so if he went to A, he'd go down one half a step, which would put him in. Anyway,
yeah.
It's a hard
put
key,
in,
I would think, for a
Belden,
tuba.
Yes.
He was Chuck was very, very talented.
Oh boy.
And then in later years, he grabbed a bass guitar and he started playing bass on the country stuff.
Yeah, I remember one of the things down at Dave's, at the railroad lounge down there, and you were playing a recording of the Valley Boys, and it was some newer stuff where you're playing some pretty rocky, really cool stuff you wouldn't think that.
Yeah.
No, I was.
We were very versatile.
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 A lot of practice.
Right.
Just tell the kids, keep practicing. Keep practicing.
Yeah, we talked about, you know, some of the history of going from 1958 up to, and Dave, you joined in 72.
78.
I'm sorry, 78. Chuck joined in 72. Some of the places you guys played in the very early days, the Grey Goose in Hersey, did your folks ever play there? You remember hearing about that?
I think they probably did. I
wonder if they didn't.
Yeah.
Yep. The Hammond Hall, and of course the Red Rooster, Brenneman's in Turtle Lake. That was once a month, wasn't it?
Yep.
Yeah. First Saturday of the month or something. Yeah. What was some of your favorite places you played at? Anything that sticks out in your mind, Dave or Denny?
I guess they were all pretty favorites.
Yeah.
Pretty good. Had a pretty good time with all of them. Yeah.
Yeah. So, Dave, how about you?
I always liked the Red Rooster.
Okay.
There was always a crowd when we got there.
Yeah.
You know, it seemed like it could be 20 below, and there would still be people there before we started. And the door to load in was 50 feet away from the stage at max, and the stage was only about 12 inches off the ground. Yeah. So it just didn't get any easier than that.
Yeah. Great for dancing.
And
we
did play at the White Owl once or twice. And I know, Eddie, your folks, they played at the White Owl Pavilion.
Yeah, I remember playing as a kid with them there. And
is that right?
Just playing my clarinet. That's all I was playing back then. And my dad hollering at me, play it louder, play it louder. I could never play loud enough to keep up with the cord of aux and his guitar amp, you know. Can't you play that thing any louder? Anyway.
Then when you'd sing that one song, you'd actually crawl underneath the piano, didn't you?
That was when my mom used to tend bar at the Green Gables in Connorsville.
Okay.
I was about 8 years old, and she would do that Johnny Tillotson song.
Oh,
it keeps
yeah.
right on a hurting, and I knew all the words, and I'd crawl down underneath the organ and sing that while she was playing it. So, oh, the goings on in the bar rooms in Connorsville, I'll tell you.
Oh, the memories.
Oh, for sure. We're going to go back to some music here quickly too, but we talked a little bit about you guys were really good at dressing, dressing up in nice shirts. And Dave, you want to share a story with us?
No.
We were good at dressing.
But they were very professional.
Yes.
I got there. I mean, they always started on time, and they dressed very sharply. It was white shoes, white pants, and matching shirts, and a white neckerchief thing. But I think the story you're telling me to tell is those darn white pants. When I joined at 15, I bought all Arlen's clothes. And when I joined at 15, they fit me. But as the time went on, they got very, very tight. And those pants, trying to keep white pants from busting the button or the fly was a big challenge for me. And
while playing drums,
yeah, and so those things were really tight,
and it was
a challenge.
Well, then you'd come home at 3 a.m. and your mom would make hamburgers for you guys. And
yeah,
that didn't help.
Yeah, no, it didn't. Dad had it really good.
Yes, he did.
Dad had it really good. You know, there was one place. But once a month, I think coming back from Brenneman's, we'd usually stop somewhere to get something to eat. But typically, when we walked in the door, and it had been this way, I believe, since Dad got married, that Mom would make him a meal.
Wow.
You know, 2, 3, 4 in the morning, whatever it was. So he had it pretty good.
She was probably afraid he might try to make himself a meal and make a big mess.
Well, and burn the house down,
yeah.
Probably.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, you got something you want to, you were going to do something? What was that? I forget what you were.
That polka I was
going to
sing.
There you go. Yeah, let's do that polka.
I want to do this,
yep.
You know, in a tribute to the Valley Boys. And I think Dave played this, I think, this morning on the morning show. And I can't remember what the name of the group was, but it's called She Told Me She Loved Me, But Oh, How She Lied.
Yeah.
But for around 6:30 in the morning, if you're ever looking for a good polka, Dave plays great. There's usually a polka that gets slipped in there around it. So here we go in the key of C. She told me she loved me, but oh, how she lied. Oh, how she lied. Oh, how she lied. She told me she loved me, but oh, how she lied. Oh, how she lied to me. She sat on my lap and she smoked my cigar. Smoked my cigar. Smoked my cigar. She sat on my lap and she smoked my cigar. Oh, how she smoked for me. Told me she loved me, but oh how she lied. Oh how she lied. Oh how she lied. She told me she loved me, but oh how she lied. Oh how she lied to me. She sat on my lap and she smoked my cigar. Smoked my cigar. Smoked my cigar. She sat on my lap and she smoked my cigar. Smoked that cigar for me.
All right, yeah. That is Eddie Schmidt. A little tribute to the Valley Boys.
You bet.
Yes, thank you.
Yes, that's very nice. Some of the other places you guys played, we talked a little bit about some of these, but Approaches Ballrooms, the Spielhaus in River Falls, which was the roller skating rink.
Yep.
Did you guys play there a lot, like, I suppose, big weddings there?
Yeah.
Well, you could elaborate a little bit there, Thorson.
Yeah. Yeah. We were hired there. Friday nights we played quite often in the bar part.
Okay, sure.
And then we had wedding dances and big parties in the roller rink part.
Sure, yeah. So. Yeah, we used to play for some big weddings there, too. That was back in the day when bands played for wedding dances. It wasn't DJs, and it was, a lot of fun. It was, for sure.
Yeah, Dad always said it's really not a wedding, and it's probably not going to work out if you don't have live music.
The marriage won't.
Yeah, the marriage is just probably not going to make it.
Really? Yeah, he would say that?
Yeah. So, when people in the family were going to get married, if there was a DJ, he'd go, well, then I ain't coming.
And Putz, I think he worked at Brenneman's, but he said that oftentimes, especially in the summer during the wedding season, families would book their wedding the Saturday that you guys played there. The first Saturday, they'd book it a year and a half in advance to line up with your schedule. So you guys were kind of held to that schedule too, weren't you? Families counted on you to do that.
Pretty fortunate, yeah.
Yeah, yep. And not that it matters where the money came from, but I'm sure the family must have contributed something towards paying the band, or I don't know. But it's different now. They don't do it like that. You hire a band and you go to a facility and whatever, but back then that was a great place for a wedding dance like that.
Dave, you were telling us about, I think it's just so neat that you would have bookings for the next year ahead, right? Or
probably going back as far as the middle 60s, they were generally booked up a year ahead, right, Dan?
At least a year.
Yeah, ahead. And so they'd print out the schedule in December for the whole next year, and then people would call wanting to hire them. And I remember Dad over and over on the phone before I joined, people would call the house to book the band. He said, I'm sorry, we're already booked. And, well, this is, you know, this is a year away. Well, I'm sorry, we're already booked. And Bob and I, as little kids, were like, well, you know, you could make a lot more money if you didn't book so far ahead, you know, because instead of the, you could charge more for the big party, you know. But that just wasn't the way they did it.
Sure.
No. You know, and they people counted on them being at these certain places. I think we did Majestic Ballroom on like the third Friday or something. There was a lot of rotation stuff.
Yeah, years ago where, you know, certain bands were always there the second Saturday of the month or the, you know, I remember my folks doing that they would sometimes get at least 6 months or a year where they would book them up for that Saturday. But how many nights, you said it would take so many nights off a year or what was it?
Yeah, they would take 5 weekends. Each guy in the band got to pick a weekend where we didn't play. And then we would play all the rest of the weekends, and we only played 2 Fridays. When I got there, we only played 2 Fridays a month and then played the rest of the Saturdays, other than those 5 weekends. But before that, you guys played a lot more, and that's what you got to where you started picking things to take off. Otherwise, everything would just book out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's play another song off of this. Another one of your songs that you sang, Denny, was You Can Have Her. And it's off of, it's number 3 on there, Dave. It was off the number 2 album. And again, Dave, you played on the 3rd album, is that correct? Yeah.
Yep.
So, but this is some of the country stuff that you guys sang. This is a Waylon Jennings song, is it?
It's a real old Waylon Jennings song.
Sure. Yeah. Well, we'll listen to it. I'm trying to think of, I think he was playing bass guitar on this song, wasn't he, if you remember? We'll find out.
I don't know. I didn't ask him.
We couldn't anymore, no.
Thanks.
Here's Denny singing.
Well, you can have her. I don't want her. She didn't love me anyway. She only wanted someone to play with. And all I wanted was love to stay. Well, the girl I love, she up and left me. She went away. My best friend comes home at night for just 1 hour, and daylight comes, she's gone, gone again. Well, you can have her, I don't want her, she didn't love me anyway. She only wanted someone to play with, and all I wanted was love to stay. Well, when you're stuck with the wrong woman, oh, there ain't much that you can do. Just dig a hole and crawl right in it and pull the ground right on over you. Well, you can have her, I don't want her. She didn't love me anyway. Without love is quite empty, but confession is good for the soul. I'd rather have love for just 1 hour than have the world and all of its gold.
That's the Valley Boys. Some of the country stuff that you guys did. You guys did a lot of country, depending on the crowd, right, Denny, or the evening, as far as the what people requested, I'm sure. And but it wasn't always old time music, polkas and waltzes. But Eddie, they talked about too. They would do like 3 polkas, 3 waltzes, and then 3 foxtrots, and then they'd do 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 do. It was something. You guys did a little chaser.
You would do a chaser.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. and take just a little bit of a break, right?
Tell everybody to go back to your chair, get a drink.
Yeah.
One of these chasers.
Yeah.
Well, your voice on that song, Denny, I will tell you, that's some of the best I ever heard.
I know. Oh, it. Absolutely.
No, to sing that high, and it was just perfect.
Yeah, the clarity in your voice.
And
yeah.
Dave could have sang above me on that.
Dave Wafdahl.
If he was going to do it.
He was doing the trumpet stuff, the with a mute in it, maybe?
Yeah. Now also, keep in mind, all those albums that they did, everything was one take. Mm. They would do the whole album in just a few hours, then leave. Everything was one take. One take.
Didn't have to go back every night for a couple, three weeks.
No, none of that. It was good enough. Good enough.
Can you tell the story about the engineer who was also an accordion player?
Yeah. So on the third album that they did was the one that I was on, and that I think was 1980. Yeah, 79 or 80. And so I think it was the Blue Skirt Waltz. I think we were playing in the key of F, and we got about halfway through it or so, and the recording engineer stops us, kind of flags us down, and goes, wait. You're in the key of F, and you're playing a B natural. You should be playing a B flat, right? Dad goes, I don't know. This is the way I've always done it.
he goes,
well, try it with a B flat. And so then Dad, twiddles around a little bit on the accordion a few times. And okay, yeah, I got it. Okay, yeah, that's probably better. Yeah, let's do it like that. And then we started over. And other than that, I don't think there was a single song that we started more than once. And I don't think there was any overdubbing or anything.
Very seldom.
So I guess there was. He doubled some of the vocals on the first album, but I don't know. Everything was one take.
Hurry.
These are good stories about the Valley Boys.
Yeah, we paid for like 60 hours of studio time. And we're done in 5 hours. it's a package deal.
I'm going to throw in a quick song here before we say hello to some folks. And Danny, I want you to sing some harmony with me. And Eddie, you jump in where you can, too.
Yes, Eddie will jump in. It's an old,
that's an old Hank Williams song. So let me just kick her off. Cole, you want me to do an intro?
Just kick her off, Cole. All right.
I wandered aimless, life filled with sin. I wouldn't let my dear Savior in. Then Jesus came like a stranger in the night. Praise the Lord, I saw the light.
Here we go, Denny.
I saw the light, I saw the light. Good job there, Denny. Yeah, thanks.
I think all we right. better tell the people what Dave's playing here.
Yeah. And
that there's never been one of them on the Trigger Happy Memories show.
We should have this on video tonight. That's. Tell us about that, Dave.
Well, it's I think technically it's called a stump fiddle. I think the guy that invented it was S-T-U-M-P-F.
P-F.
Maybe. Like something like that.
Yeah.
But it's just a stick with a couple of pie tins and a spring and some BBs or popcorn or something in it. And you just hit it on the ground for that sound and then whack it for that sound. And that's kind of it. So it's kind of a percussion thing. And Dad made this one. So...
Very good.
It seemed like a thing to bring.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so we're going to say hello to a few folks here. I got some spring allergies, so forgive me for that. But I'm going to say hello to my wife, Debbie, Judith Hansen Jorgensen, who thank you for the idea. Judith is the one that talked to me about doing this. I thought, what a great idea. But Potts, of course, I'm hoping he's listening. Dan and Beth. Dan Wall, you remember Dan?
Oh, absolutely.
Sure, yep. He's going to be listening. Jim Bjorkman. Ron and Denise from Houston, Texas. John Cool outside of Amory here. Jim Berg, do you realize that Jim listens to us guys a lot, Eddie?
Oh, I think he had mentioned it to me once. Yeah.
Plus, he catches your show in the afternoons. I think he's traveling about that time.
Okay.
So he can catch your show. But he catches, I didn't realize that, but he's been a good follower of Trigger Happy for years. But Tom Klinger, Ruth and Jay from Scottsdale, Arizona. Scott Nash, Tom and Connie, they're back in Becker, Minnesota. Some of our friends from Arizona. Nick and Diane, their new house in Florence, Arizona. Shirley Halliburton, Rod Sather from Richfield, Minnesota, tuned in tonight. Gary Lubick catches us once in a while. You know Gary.
Oh, yeah.
He's your cousin, right?
Yep, yeah. Cousin
so,
Gary.
Renee Butler, Bill Klopp, got the afternoon show, and many others. So, Eddie, you got a few you want to say? And you guys?
Yep. My wife, Joanne, and my brother, Scotty. Our neighbors, Alan Ann Jorgensen, Tad Late, and Darlene, and all the boys. We got Brian Jevney and the Club 42, Cactus Cousins, my good friend Denny Marion, great steel player down there in Chippewa, Greg Wheeler and all the Bourne boys, Bill Gadadzik, and the Seawell family, Tom Klinger, my buddy Doug Gorton over there in Monticello, and Pastor John Wilman listens all the time.
Oh, yeah. So. Nice. Very good. Dave, you got...
Yeah, my wife of 35 years, Elisa, for putting up with all my stuff for 35 years. Pretty good. My son and his wife, Jake and Bree, and their our wonderful grandchildren, Quinn, Hollis, and Mara. And then my second son, Justin, and third son, Jarrett, and my daughter, Jenna, and my mom, Ida.
Oh, yeah. She looked great. On Sunday. Wow.
I'll let her know.
Oh, wow.
She's probably listening.
Oh, well, I hope, so. Yeah. It was what a wonderful funeral. What a nice send-off for your
Thank
dad.
Thank you.
Wow. Just
He would have loved three accordions in the church.
Oh, for sure. For yeah. sure, yep. Denny, you got to say hello to...
I'd just like to say hello to my wife, Mary. That's about it for okay. tonight.
Sure.
And all the friends that are listening.
Yeah. Yeah, many, many, many friends. So, yeah. Anyway, we're going through the scrapbooks from the Valley Boys, and it was one of the... posters for Proach's Ballroom. Friday night was Jesse Brady, which
oh, okay.
Jeff Hochschult, our old drummer
was with. With
and it was very, very popular regional rock and roll band. And you guys were there on Saturday night. You know, but what a cool thing to see that poster with Jesse Brady and the Valley Boys together like that. But so, we should play some more music. Let's do another one here. There's a Little Sir Echo. Is that right? Yeah. Can you do that one, Dave? It's number 4 on the selection. It's off. This is off the 3rd album, so this would include you, correct, Dave?
Yep.
Yeah. So,
yep.
Okay.
Thank you.
is the Valley Boys once again. Danny Thorson singing lead on that, right? And Dave singing.
Dave Harmony.
Huh? Yeah, very nice. Something that we talked about briefly with we got together just to put this show together, but you guys played for a lot of Polka Fest. The big Polka Fest back, Lake Elmo would have a big one. Some of the groups that were on the Polka Fest with the Shimoleskis, Dick Rogers, Uncle Ozzy, that was a big name, wasn't it? Yeah, and yep. Hank Fenander, a lot of the big Twin City bands that were there. And you guys were on that bill off many times. Ellsworth Fairgrounds had a big Polka Fest. You guys would do those things, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How long would you guys play? I mean, with that many bands, or was it a three-day festival, or... How long, do you remember, Denny?
Oh, it's a long time ago.
Do you remember, Dave?
I mean, I think we usually played a standard 4-hour gig.
Okay.
As I recall.
You know, over a period of a weekend, like a Friday, Saturday, or Saturday, Sunday?
Well, we would usually just play one. A lot of those bands were playing once.
Okay.
During the weekend.
Sure.
So you would do it, you know, a lot of times they'd have two or three shows going at the same time.
Okay, that answers my question, yeah. So, another thing I was going to mention, going through that scrapbook, was interesting, is that you guys played for some grand openings way back, A.W. Lund Hardware Store in River Falls. What a great idea. I mean, it's not a new idea. It's what an old-fashioned promotion to get people to come out by hiring a very popular band. And that was something that you might see that in some old movies, but you guys were doing that kind of stuff. That was so cool. But and Dave, you used to play Wipeout with the Valley Boys, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Your dad was proud of that one. It was very showy.
Yeah.
Yep. And yeah, that was cool stuff. But
with those white pants on.
With the button missing.
Do we got time to play one more Valley Boy tune there, Dave? We're gonna do one called Why Don't You Spend the Night? It's a Ronnie Millsap song, I think, isn't it?
Yep.
Another one of...
What number is it?
This is number 5. It's off the third album. We're winding down, but we're going to cover a couple more things here.
Somehow
Yeah, we just want to say thank you to Dave Feierheisen and to Denny Thorson. Thank you, Dave Corbett, for engineering once again. Bob Zonk and Luann, Eddie Schmidt, for all the things you do here. And all the listeners, there'll be a show again here next Thursday, one of our rebroadcasts. And thank you, folks, for tuning in. And the Valley Boys, congratulations on a great career, you guys. Wow, 30 years.
Thank you much for having us.
Oh, man, a lot of people still remember you guys. So thanks again.